Among the native people of the world, there lives a tribe who marks the birth date of a child as the first time the child is thought of in the mother's mind. In this tribe, when a woman wants to have a child, she goes to a private place and meditates. There she listens until she hears the song of the child she will bear. The woman then goes and teaches the song to her husband, and they sing it together. This is the song of the newborn child, and is associated with this child throughout the child's life. When villagers think of this person, they sing this person's song, and when the person grows old and dies, they sing this song for the last time. The song is then never sung again. Long ago in this village, there lived a young wife who loved people and had much joy in her heart. She wanted to have a child, but as yet had none. So she went away from the village to her secret place and began to meditate. As she did, she became aware of a warm feeling of love that began to enlarge her soul. This feeling soon grew to overwhelming. Just when she thought her heart would burst with love, she heard this song. So much love and happiness into this woman's heart that she had to share it with her husband. She ran home to teach him the song, but it seems that he already knew it. You see, at the time that the song entered into her heart, it also entered into her husband's heart. This was unheard of. So the couple sang the song together that night, and as the weeks and months rolled by, they sang the song often. Soon the whole village knew the song, and when the baby girl was born, they all sang. Parents knew this was a special child, and so they gave her a special name. Because of the song, they named her Love. Love was a beautiful child and brought much joy and harmony to the people of the village. They say her eyes sparkled like the morning dew and could light up the darkest night. Her laughter was like music from heaven and could dissolve the bitterest of feelings. The people of the tribe cherished Love and protected her as she grew into a beautiful young woman. She married a strong, wise, and handsome man named Justice. At the wedding, the people of the village sang Love's song and celebrated the marriage of Love and Justice. Through the years, Justice and Love were inseparable and diligently fulfilled their roles as husband and wife. They had many beautiful children, each of them with their own wonderful song to sing. But everyone in the village had a special place in their heart for Love's song. And they sang it often because Love and Justice were such a blessing to the people. As the years rolled by, Love and Justice eventually began to grow old. The children of the village knew Love's song and sang it often. Finally, as we all must do, Love and Justice crossed over into the next life. First Justice, then Love. And as the village people bid farewell to Love, they sang her song for the last time.
Like I love you, sing.
the children of the village were sad. So as they often did before, they began to sing love's song. But their parents stopped them, saying that once a person passes on to the next life, he must not sing their song again. The song belongs to that person and must go with them. But the children protested, "Why can't we sing love's song? She brought us so much happiness. She would want us to sing her song. She can sing it where she is, and we can sing it in this life." The parents didn't know what to say. They couldn't bring themselves to stop the children from singing love's song. So they made a rule that all the children in the tribe would always be able to sing love's song. And so it is today, that often when we address our loved ones, we call them simply love. And I am told that in that village, you can still hear the children singing love's song.
Sing along with me.